From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Rotary Club of Eureka is inviting the public to attend two candidates' forums to be held during the regularly scheduled Monday meetings. The forums will be run by the League of Women Voters. There are a number of local candidates running this year, so the forums have been split up over two Mondays with seven candidates at each. Monday, October 1st, featuring the Eureka Mayor and Eureka City Council Ward 1 candidates. On Monday, October 8th, City Council Ward 3 and 5 candidates, along with the Harbor District candidates. The forums will take place at the Elks Lodge, 445 Herrick Avenue. The forums begin promptly at 12:30 and will last for 1 hour. There will be a lunch buffet served. That costs $15 a head, but if someone wants to just observe from the audience, there is no charge. Arraignment Thursday for six people connected to undercover drug buys at a couple of area bars. The people charged are affiliated with Sidelines or Toby and Jax. An undercover officer says that over a lengthy investigation, she was able to buy cocaine at Sidelines and other drugs at Toby and Jax. Both taverns owned by Sal Costanzo, who could lose his liquor license. Lost Coast Outpost reporting all suspects are out of custody for now. On Wednesday, deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit served three search warrants to investigate illegal cannabis growing in the Whitethorn area. The parcels investigated did not possess the required county permit or state license to grow pot. During service of the warrants, deputies eradicated about 4,600 growing cannabis plants. Deputies seized and destroyed more than 255 pounds of drying cannabis. Deputies also discovered evidence of a butane hash oil lab. Well, he was on the run until he wasn't. Thursday, 28-year-old Zachary Cordell Harrison arraigned on a first-degree murder charge, his lawyer entering a plea of not guilty. A November 7th court date will likely be the day a trial date is set. In the meantime, Harrison remains behind bars in lieu of $2 million bail. Harrison's accused of shooting and killing Robert Holtzclaw as he sat in his pickup on 6th Street in Alder Point. Well, this week, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office launched a new records management and computer-aided dispatch system, joining other local agencies, providing Humboldt County citizens with more transparency and more efficient public safety services. RIMS records management will allow the Sheriff's Office to increase efficiency when processing community requests for service. The system also provides more comprehensive data, allowing deputies to better track and address problem areas of the county and help coordinate communications with other agencies as well. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.